Hi there, this is Kathy York. On Saturday, we celebrate America's 250th birthday. Let me suggest a movie about how it all began. I've seen the stage play and the movie, 1776, and I was surprised at the knowledge update. For example, I must not have been paying attention in American history class on the day they talked about an early draft of our Declaration of Independence, including the abolition of slavery. Well, sadly, by the time of the signing, congressmen had deleted that section. The 1776 story starts with some fun, beginning with the bedraggled eagle on the original logo, which I have above for you. But when the story gets serious, it gets serious. And each year we are convinced, and we're sitting right here in the U.S., we keep saying to each other, they're not going to make it. There's no way this will happen. But they did make it, and it did happen. And against all odds, the great experiment of a constitutional republic survived. So, what happened to the 56 signers of the Declaration? Later in this article, I share a link to the best, what I call, founder's list I have found. Each item has a really brief bio, and here is an eyebrow-raising tidbit from one of them. I found this especially interesting. The youngest signer was a 30-year-old who disappeared during a 1778 ocean voyage. Oh my goodness. He didn't even see the end of the war. The colonies on our eastern shore had been an independent nation, really, for years. But in 1775, it became clear it was time to make it official. If we Americans can honor our founders once again by embracing the values portrayed in 1776, we might retain our constitutional republic of, by, and for the people. Happy 250th birthday, USA. Now, to see that easy to navigate list I mentioned earlier, I have a link here for you so you can check it out. You can see each item on a long list on this site, and that's where I read them, or you can follow the links to the individual short biographies. Now, the person who wrote that is Edward A. St. Germain, and he created the AmericanRevolution.org website in 1996. He was an avid historian, and he had a keen interest in the Revolutionary War and American culture and society in the 18th century. Now, on this website, he created a collated and huge collection of articles, images, and other media pertaining to the American Revolution. Edward was also a Vietnam veteran, and his investigative skills led to a career as a private detective in later life. Well, thank you for stopping by, and also especially thank you to my well-wishing buddies from overseas as America ramps up to this historic birthday. We're pretty excited around here, as you might imagine. Would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this article? And also, please subscribe to receive tips to help non-overwhelm work and life. And I promise, no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. If you'd like to suggest a topic, email me, kyork@kathyyork.com. And please remember, Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E. I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. Hope to talk with you soon. Bye.